The Comox Valley is receiving a share of provincial grants to support various active transportation projects within the community. 4 Comox Valley projects will receive a total of $1,773,296 through the government's Active Transportation Infrastructure Grants Program. Courtenay will receive $500,000 for a Lake Trail multi-use pathway connecting Webb Road to Lake Trail School. We're really pleased the province will be providing financial support for projects in West Courtenay that will improve important connections to Lake Trail and Arden schools, and fill in some of the gaps in our active transportation network, said Courtenay Mayor Bob Wells, who credited a specific delegation of very young residents for getting the ball rolling on this project. Back in 2018, a group of Arden Elementary students came to council to advocate in particular for improving the connection between Arden and Lake Trail. This request was supported by our Parks and Recreation and Transportation Master Plans adopted in 2019. This led to preliminary design work for the project, and in 2021 council directed staff to proceed with the grant application. The Arden Green Team also came to council in 2022 to request traffic calming in the area. I hope these young people know their advocacy continues to be recognized and that we're now in a position to move ahead with detailed design work this year, and construction next year, for the benefit of future students at these schools. We're thankful to the province, as well as the CVRD, which has committed additional funding support for this project. Courtenay also received $273,296 toward the 5th Street bike lanes and intersection enhancements for improved safety. The town of Comox has been granted $500,000 for a Beaufort Avenue upgrade, specifically the sidewalk connecting Church Street to Nordine Street. Providing and maintaining a safe and sustainable environment is part of Town Council's priorities, as highlighted in our current strategic plan, said Comox Mayor Nicole Minions. The Beaufort Avenue improvements, notably the addition of sidewalks, align with these goals. This funding will allow residents and visitors to move around our town easily, particularly as they access amenities and services like the Comox Marina, Destaire Seniors Center and various downtown services and establishments. We extend our thanks to the Province of British Columbia for recognizing the importance of this project and providing their financial support for the well-being of a vibrant downtown and community. The Comox Valley Regional District has been given $500,000 for the Royston Road Mixed-Use Path, a multi-use pathway with physical separation from vehicle traffic. The project addresses a decades-long request to have safer pathways for kids around Royston School, said CVRD Area A Director Daniel Arbor. The project is also part of a long-term plan to provide better active transportation routes around Royston and Union Bay. I want to thank our MLA Josie Osborne, Area A School Trustee Chelsea McCannell Keene, Modi, and the Royston PAC, with special thanks to Jasmine Tufnail, for making this project a reality. Active transportation infrastructure plays a vital role in our communities and makes roadways safer for all, said Rana Ray Leonard, MLA for Courtenay Comox. These new investments will allow for easier access to the schools, businesses, and other destinations that people know and love in the Comox Valley.